to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Spirit Island, and I have a couple of the masterminds behind the game. I have Eric and Chris with me today. How's it going, guys?
Going great.
Going very well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show. To start off, why don't we have you guys introduce yourself and tell us what you do for the game, and we'll go from there. Chris, why don't we start with you?
I am the game design director. That is my fancy title for Grid Island Games. It's a company that myself and Paul Bender and Adam Rabataro started in 2011. We've been making lots of games since then, and I have a particular love for thematic co-op games. My first game that I ever made was Sentinels: The Multiverse, which if you haven't played it, you should. It's a superhero cooperative card game. And not in 2011, but 2012, I believe. Yeah, that's correct. I saw an early prototype of Eric's Spirit Island, and I said, what is this? And he said, oh, it's a highly thematic co-op in which you, and I said, okay, hold on. You said highly thematic co-op, so I am excited.
I am in already.
Yeah, no, that does it for me. And it was especially exciting for me when he was like, oh yeah, I'm doing this because this is not my primary game design style. Like, highly thematic co-ops are the opposite of what I normally make, and therefore this is like a weird experiment for me. I'm like, exciting, I love weird experiments. So a few things happened, and here we are.
That's awesome. Eric, what about yourself?
I'm an independent game designer, and as Christopher said, we met at Origins 2012. Spirit Island is, I've been making games since I was a kid, but only in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so that I've been kind of pushing towards making games which might actually be published. Spirit Island will be my second published title. My first is Fealty, which is the opposite of Spirit Island in almost every way. It's a much, it's a very sort of abstract game. It's a very quick, very short, 20 to 40 minute game. And as Christopher said, Spirit Island was something where I sort of deliberately set my sights on to grow as a designer and say, okay, all right, I want to tackle something which is more complex, which is more thematic, to sort of, edge a little out of my comfort zone in terms of going, because normally most of my designs historically have been much more sort of towards the Eurogame side of the force, and I wanted to push away from that and find something which was a little more involved.
Sweet. Sounds good to me. I appreciate you guys being here. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about Spirit Island and your Kickstarter. So Eric, being the man who created the game, why don't you tell the listeners what the game is and what they can expect when they play it?
The game is the opposite of many Age of Exploration Euros out there. There's enough games out there that I can't name them all about going and founding colonies in a new world. This is the opposite of that. You are spirits on a remote island. While some humans do live there, you get along with them. But then these other humans show up and start colonizing like mad and trashing the place and attacking the locals. So you decide to band together and drive them off, but you have to do it before it's too late. The game is, as mentioned, cooperative. It is all simultaneous play, so every turn, everybody gets to take actions together, so you're always involved. And it is a game about sort of harnessing the power of the land to, as the tagline says, destroy the settlers and drive them away.
That's awesome. So how did the game come to be, since, you're looking at other games, you're like, well, maybe something could be different about that. How did that all come about?
There was some game, I can't remember what it was, some Euro I was playing, where I was in the middle of a colonize action, and I thought to myself, I wonder what the locals think about me trying to found this colony. Oh, wait, the game doesn't even represent the locals. They're just not even here. They're absent. That's kind of rude. And it was a passing thought, but it stuck with me because it's, the viewpoint is usually traditionally in many games in our industry is that of sort of the 15th to 17th century, either mercantile expansion or political expansion. And I was really wondering what it would be like to do the opposite of that and fighting against that.
That's really cool. So, and you've been working on it since 2012. Is that when you guys first got together, right?
Yeah, the idea first came to me probably around 2010, but I didn't start seriously tinkering with it until early 2012. And then I met Christopher at Origins that year, and I also had my first son that July, which sort of forced me to slow down on development because I'm a parent, a lot less time. And I think the game is a lot better for that because it forced me to slow down, and a lot of things got sort of chance to bake, to get that time where I got to see lots and lots and lots of tests and see playtesters' reactions. So it's been a long time in development, but I think it's very good for that. And I couldn't be more pleased with the result.
Yeah, definitely. So you are the designer. Are you also the illustrator, or did you guys bring someone in for that?
Oh, Christopher, go on this one.
The idea of this game having an illustrator is funny to me. There are so many people working on the art for this game. So Adam Rebitaro is the art director for Greater Than Games, and he has been working with over a dozen artists on this game. Lots of different artists with lots of different art styles. When I say lots of different art styles, they're all art styles that work well together. But there's in this game, in Spirit Island, you play as a spirit on an island. I don't know if that was clear or not.
The title maybe allude to it just a little
like
bit.
Earlier, so. When Eric said that his first game, Fealty, was the opposite of Spirit Islands, it's true. There are no spirits or islands in Fealty. Much of a detriment, in my opinion. That said, I actually really like Fealty. I got to play with Eric last year at a PAX. Is that right?
Yeah. PAX 2014.
Right. So long ago. And yet so close. But anyway, so Adam's been working with a crew of artists, and Adam is the artist for Sentinels of the Multiverse and Galactic Strike Force and Sentinel Tactics and a bunch of other games, the deck building game, a bunch of other games that Greater Than Game has made. But for Spirit Island, he looked at that game and he's like, okay, and he's talked to Eric a bunch about that game and said, okay, let's figure out what the right feel and art look for this game is. And so he then put together a super team of awesome artists. And he has been working with them and pointing them in the directions and molding their work into what is really some really gorgeous art. I don't know, for anybody who's out there, for me, when I look at a Kickstarter, I'm terrible. I don't watch Kickstarter videos. I just don't care about them. The Kickstarter video for Spirit Island is amazing. The art looks great. The voice acting and characterization in the video, it is the most cool Kickstarter video that we have ever made. And
something I'm not sure is actually called out on the Kickstarter page is that virtually all of the imagery in the Kickstarter video comes directly from card art.
Yeah.
And so as there's a touch of light animation put on them, but other than that, that's all from the cards. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no,
that's
the,
cool.
The Kickstarter video is so cool. I get chills every time I watch it, and I've watched it probably 9 or 10 times by now. So.
No, I think that's very important to have a good, strong illustration, because a lot of times, a lot of people say don't judge a book by its cover, but everybody does. Mm. So I think it's important to have that visual element that grabs people to want to click on it, and then they click on the video and then they see all this great, gorgeous artwork and they're like, oh, I just want to buy the game so I can look at the art some more, And if the gameplay is as good as the art looks, then it's just a win-win situation.
Right. Well, for me, it's not just, I agree with everything you said. That said, it's not just the art and the look of it. Thematic games, especially cooperative thematic games, are a lot about storytelling, about the storytelling of the story of the island, of the spirits you're playing in that game, of the particular game that you're playing. And yet you have very little space to do that storytelling. You have the names of cards, you have the art on those cards, and you have the things that people in those games are doing. So the mechanics cover the things that people are doing and the names of the names, but the art has a huge burden. In cooperative thematic games, in any sort of games, the burden of the through line of action of a game, of the directorial action of a game, is on the arch to inform what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I think that we've really hit it out of the park, in my humble opinion.
No, that's great. And you know, things like this, have you ever thought of continuing on with like the story, maybe creating like a graphic novel or something like that in conjunction, or later on be like, hey, you guys want to hear a story? Here's a story from our company. There you go.
Well, so since the primary game that I make is in fact a superhero game, so graphic novels and comic books is right up our alley. We've looked into it before, but for us, the amount of time and effort that it takes to make a comic book is about the same as the amount of time and effort that it takes to make at least an expansion, if not a full game, of another game. We are first and foremost a game company. We make games, and we didn't go into business. We never went into the board game business because we were like, oh man, we should make board games because we could make a lot of money.
Yeah, we're going to get rich. No, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
That was not why we started this company. At the same time, we do need to pay our employees. They would like that. And we do need to cover our bottom lines. And so for us, our primary focus...
Lots of awesome artists don't come cheap.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So for us, it's mostly... Our primary focus is making games. Adam and I definitely are going to make some graphic novels at some point. That said, a Spirit Island graphic novel, it's not necessarily a thing we have planned, but if there's a ton of demand, we could consider it.
It's always a fun thought.
It's a really fun thought.
We can leave it at that. How about that? So running a Kickstarter, a lot of our listeners are aspiring board game or video game developers that want to put something onto Kickstarter. If you could give them one piece of advice for running a Kickstarter, what would you tell them?
Oh, gosh.
I would cheat. I would cheat by telling them to go find... what is it? Is it... Jamie Stegmeier, I think, of Stonemeyer Games, has a column, which I think is nearing 200 entries at this point, on things to do, you know, Kickstarter lessons learned. So my one tip would be, go look at these 200 tips.
There you go.
That's a good tip. For me, I think it would be focus on communication. When you originally post your Kickstarter, you want to post the information, like, as much as anything you're like, man, they might ask about this, or, oh, they're not going to be sure about that. When you make your Kickstarter, show it to a bunch of people that have no idea about board games or Kickstarter or anything like that, and be like, hey, what questions do you have about this? And then, as you were, we do updates pretty much every day, and we respond to people in the comments, and that is really important to us, is to making sure that we have the good communication. Because if you do that groundwork, then... every so often somebody will pop in the comments and be like, I don't understand. Why is this way? And other people, not even us, other Kickstarter backers who have been paying attention to our communication will respond and say, oh, they said in update number 2, which you obviously didn't read, that this way we're doing things. And any decision that you make can be valid if you're making it for the right decision, as long as you communicate that decision to your backers. Like for us, we every so often people complain about, like, oh, shipping is super expensive to the middle of the UK. It's like, well, yes, shipping is super expensive to the middle of the UK, it turns out. And we, rather than subsidizing shipping, charge full shipping because that is what is economically viable for us. And as long as we are consistent and accurate in the way that we communicate that, our fans are and our backers are very receptive to that.
Great. So go see the 200 tips and have some good communication, and you will have a better chance of having a successful Kickstarter for sure. So Chris, Eric, thanks guys for being on the show. I know that running a Kickstarter is hectic and crazy, but as of today when we're recording the show, you guys still have 16 days left to go, and you guys are, you know, already funded and already reached some stretch goals. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell people where they can find out more about you guys, or more about Greater Than Games, and more about Spirit Island?
Well, there's a good amount of information on Spirit Island on the Kickstarter itself, of course. There's also Board Game Geek has an entry for it with a fair amount of information, and I'm active there, and I'm happy to answer questions.
And you do the Designer Diaries there, which are great.
Yeah, I'm doing some designer diaries there to give some insight into some of the things, some of the history of the game.
Cool.
The game itself also has a link to a print and play, which you can just download, so you can look at all the rules. It's not the full; it's all the things you need to learn the game. So it doesn't have the advanced spirits, but it has, you know, all four of the spirits which you can use to learn the game. So you can see what you're getting and test it out if you like. There's a lot of information out there, and I'm so psyched about some of the stretch goals coming up. Some of them are going to add such awesome things.
Awesome. Chris, what about Greater Than Games?
Well, you just go to greaterthangames.com and see all of our fancy information there. If you want to keep up on the minute-to-minute of what we're doing, we have an active Twitter account, which is GT Games LLC, GTGAMES LLC. And on Twitter, and feel free to follow us there or on Facebook. We're active on both of those two social media networking site things. And if you want to know more, yeah, Eric's right. The Kickstarter is the best place to start. Go to the Spirit Island Kickstarter. Google Kickstarter Spirit Island. It'll take you right there. And enjoy all the exciting. Watch the video. Remember, it's good stuff.
There you go. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful video. So go check it out. Thanks, guys, for being on the show. I appreciate your time and taking your time out of your schedule to come talk with us and let people know how they can have a better Kickstarter themselves one day. And also let them know about this awesome game that everyone should definitely go check out the Kickstarter. Go back this project and have fun just playing some co-op and being some spirits and kicking some human invader butt. So, and so thanks and good luck for everything in the future, guys. I look forward to future projects that you guys pump out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man. He is from the Geek All-Stars. He created our little intros and outros, so thanks to him. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.